Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are truly eternally grateful, and our hearts are filled with much gratitude for this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming has been designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, I say this every week and I mean it so sincerely. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You without question is truly rich and empowering. And that is truly our commitment to bring you quality content and a broadcast that really enriches your journey for fulfilling your assignment that you've been placed on this planet to do. With that, each week we give you rich content that you can reconnect with if you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online. Did I say always available online? At www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays, again, is rich and insightful. Allow Coach Adams to set up a framework of where we will be going on this journey on today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you around today's subject for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's topic. And then we will open up our programming for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. We, of course, love this interaction, and this interaction lends to truly a richer environment. And so we welcome you to chime in at the appropriate time, and we truly do encourage you, our global listening audience, to share your thoughts and questions around today's subject. So don't be scared, as the youth would say. Feel free to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, we are talking about genuine swag. You've heard the term swagger. So I want you to, before we move into today's topic, we want to encourage you, our global listening audience, to take a brief, quick moment, send someone an email, a fax, invite someone to share with you for today's programming, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, do whatever you need to do, ultimately, to invite someone to share and join you for today's broadcast. We want to give and extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your pens and notepads, iPads, tablets sitting at your desktop, your laptops, if you're not already doing that, I want to encourage you to do that right now at this time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. It's our Shape Up series, and we are talking about genuine swag. I want you to know that each week we're so fortunate to have amazing all-star guests that have joined us and graced our presence in the studio with us. Last week we had Renee Beavers, and wow, do we have a rich dialogue on last week. If you missed it again, the replay on demand is available online. We talked about tragedy to majesty. The week prior to that, we had Lisa Johnson and the power of identity. So it's great to be sharing back with you through our Shape Up series, as it's time, as I mentioned, to shape up and win. So we're shaping up so that we can win with our vision, with achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. And so this topic of swagger, as the young people would say, or they used to say, because what's interesting, as I was looking at the exact definition for swagger, as it relates to the Urban Dictionary, it was interesting the insight that I was able to glean around this term. And as many of you know, Coach Adams has been coined as the acronym queen. And the purpose of the acronyms that I often give you is that I want you to be able to, from a topic, be able to take nuggets that are very tangible away. And so we do have an acronym for swag because we're talking about genuine swag. And today it's about getting your swag back, your swag back for your vision, for achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. But first, we need to understand this term, swag. Swag is a word that was extremely overused from the late 2010 to the early 2012 and is now nothing more than a joke, is what the Urban Dictionary states. The word swag once had many meanings, such as stuff we all get. You know what the basic Webster's Dictionary term is, but the other term that was eventually coined and used as, quote-unquote, the ghetto slang was swagger. And just like all ghetto slang, this is what the Urban Dictionary is saying, it caught on as a term used by preppies, preppy teenagers, and not only the preppy teenagers, but the douchebags alike love this term swagga. But the term became overused, and the word annoyed a lot of internet users, and eventually spawned a popular meme. I don't even know what a meme is, to be honest with you. Coach Adams learned something new. It's like, okay, what is this? And so what's interesting is that this term swag or swagga, you know, one of the things I know in the entertainment industry, you'll go to entertainment parties, and one of the other terms, you know, meanings of swag is that you would receive a gift bag that would have quote-unquote swag in it. Again, stuff that was given away. And so what's interesting is that today, in today's age, saying swag is not so popular as the Urban Dictionary would say, but yet I still hear that term. And I wanted to, around this term that had become very popular, swagger, and I want us to look at, okay, what does it mean to have swagger? Because this is really at the core of what we're talking about today, but we're talking about not just having this swagger as identified based on the Urban Dictionary, but we're talking about genuine swagger. What does that mean? And so swagger was defined as how one presents him or herself to the world. And what's interesting is that for many of us, we have, quote unquote, lost our swagger. We've lost how we present our vision, how we present ourselves associated with our goals and living out our dreams to the world. And that's really what Coach Adams wanted to deal with today on Motivational Mondays, as we're looking at swagger and genuine swagger and getting your swag back for your vision, your goals, and ultimately living out your dream. And so swagger is shown from how the person handles a situation and how they present themselves in a situation. And my question to you, our global listening audience, is how is your swag associated with your vision, your goals, and living out your dreams? Because you know that is Coach Adams' heart. And this is something that I wanted to give you, something that was real tangible around swag. So as I stated earlier, get your pens, your notepads, your iPads, your tablets. I hope you're taking notes on your laptops, your desktops around this term swag. Now that we have a greater understanding of what it means to have swag or swagger, we're going to break this down and take a different point of view look at getting our swag back and what this term of genuine swag means. So the S is shape. Now, many of you know I have a series, Shape Up and Win. We're in our Shape Up series. We have our 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, hosted twice a year, around this term of shape. But what I want us to understand is that when we're talking about getting our swag back associated with our vision and our goals and living out our dreams, we're talking about that in order for me to have swag, I have to first understand, hold on to your seats, because this for me is so rich. I have to first understand what is my shape. You know, many years ago, I got introduced to the book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren talks about serving within your shape. And this is so significant as it relates to one having swag or swagger the way in which they present themselves, again, understanding this definition based on Urban Dictionary, for swagger, how we present ourselves to the world. And this swagger shows in how we not only present ourselves, but how we handle situations. And so as it relates to your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, do you have swagger? See, with this swagger, there is a confidence. And that's so important and key, and I want you to get this. Because when you have swagger, when you see someone that has swagger, they have a certain je ne sais quoi, as one would say. This swagger can also be seen and shown in the way that the person walks. I remember many years ago, you know, when you would see Denzel Washington, for example, in a role, just seeing Denzel Washington, many would say, wow, Denzel has quite a swagger. They would say his walk is distinct. There's a swagger in his walk. In that was a confidence. And so when we're talking about getting our swag back with our vision and achieving our goals and living out our dreams, first we have to understand our shape. Because when I understand my shape, there is a confidence. When I'm clear on my vision, and a part of our Shape Up acronym, crystallizing your vision is clear, because we cannot do what we can't see. I'm not able to move with confidence, because that's really what swagger is, when you see someone and they have the movement in the way that they walk with that confidence. It's an aura about them because of being clear and confident around a vision, who they think they are, whatever that may be. And so they move around with this confidence because of knowing I've got it, whatever it is. And so as it relates to getting your swag back for your vision, you have to be clear. The S in our acronym for swag is shape. You have to know your shape, not Coach Adams' shape, not your neighbor down the street, not your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, Aunt May May or whoever, Uncle Bubba. You have to know your own shape. And so when you're navigating through life, there has to be a clarity around how was I created, not how this other individual was created, not their assignment, but I need to be clear on my assignment. So at the start of this journey of understanding swag, I must be clear on my shape. For Coach Adams, I got the epiphany, the insight, the revelation, the awareness in the early 90s, late 80s of my shape, and my journey began to navigate around that early on. It began to develop and grow at different levels, but it started out with Coach Adams seeking to understand her shape. And if you're not clear and you're not walking with swag or swagger, as one would say, there's a lack of confidence. Because when you're clear on the vision for your life and why you were created, understanding that for each and every one of us, there is a blueprint, but sometimes that blueprint is not clear. We haven't made the connection with why was I created. We haven't gotten clear on our vision. We haven't gotten clear on what my goals are, and therefore I'm not living out my dreams. The reality is that before we know it, poof, 2017 will be gone. and we'll be greeting 2018. And if you're not clear today, you're going to start out 2018 still in that same place of uncertainty, and I want to support you in making that connection so that you can get your swag back. Don't let this year come to a close. Don't start next year without being clear. And that's what the S shape is all about. It's being clear on your shape, what you have to offer to this world, what makes you unique, what your assignment is, what the vision is that has been placed in you, that dream, that idea that you have not yet crystallized, or that you need to move to another level, whatever that looks like. And so I want you to know that getting your swag back starts with you understanding your shape. When we understand our shape, we then have to seek wisdom, is the W in our SWAG acronym. You have to then now start to seek wisdom around your shape. For example, Coach Adams believes in having mentors, believes in seeking expert counsel, and that is at the root of a strong leader. A strong leader, an attribute of a strong leader. A leader has no issues with seeking expert counsel, seeking wisdom from others. Because oftentimes, our vision is greater than we are. We may be the visionary, but it's bigger than us. And we need the wisdom of others to support us in driving the vision to another level. And so understanding that wisdom may come from words that you read, through books, the wisdom of individuals that they've compiled books around specific subjects. Napoleon Hill, The Law of Success. We spoke about many throughout our time here on Motivational Mondays, Good to Great with John Collins. The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People with Stephen Covey. I can go on and on regardless of what it may or may not be. Seeking wisdom. So that wisdom, you may read it from a book. Whatever that book looks like, sounds like for you to gain wisdom. For others, it may be that you connect with someone that has already live their journey to a certain level, and now they can reach back to you and share some of the wisdom that they have gleaned. So from books, dead or alive, the individuals are giving you insight and wisdom. From individuals that you may know, that you can sit at their feet and say, wow, you may do a seminar, you may tune in to Motivational Mondays, you may go to church, whatever that looks like for you. You may have someone that is an expert in a particular field, and you sit and you consult with them. They become wise counsel for you. They now are this base of wisdom to support you in driving your vision to the next level. One of the things that we spoke about, roughly about a month ago through our series on Good to Great, is that if you can achieve your goal by yourself, if they're not above and beyond you, then you need to look at reshaping and redefining that. Because the reality is those big goals are beyond us. And you have to partner with others. And so this partnering through wisdom is with others that can support you, walk alongside with you, give you insight so that now you're more equipped for the achievement of your vision, for crystallizing that, for achieving your goals and living out your dreams. It is so heavy on Coach Adams' heart right now that the last thing that I want for each and every one of you listening in, the last thing that I want for myself is that for each of us, that we would just be living life, existing. And if you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this. This is so heavy on my heart. Life was not designed for us to just simply exist. And so if we're just existing, we need to step back. We need to reevaluate. And a great leader knows I have to constantly be evaluating, locate, as I've stated before, like a navigation system. Where am I? You turn on the navigation system, it'll ask you, do you want me to locate your current location? Do you want me to track from where you are in this very moment? And so wherever you are on your journey, you need to be clear and honest with where you are so that you can seek the wisdom that you need to move to the next level in your vision based on that insight that you glean. See, that's the wonderful thing about wisdom. It gives you insight that you don't already have to move to another level. It gives you insight to redefine and redesign those areas that you're pressing and trying to make a breakthrough in, because it gives you a different point of view, a different point of view based on not only knowledge and understanding, but wisdom has been defined as the ability to cross-apply that knowledge and understanding. And one that is wise has grown in the mastery of something. And a master is one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. They don't just know the system, but they have grown in a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. You know, many will say that a professor, and this is no attack against a professor or a teacher, but those, my apologies. Coach Adams is in, I digress for just a quick second here, but Coach Adams is in California, and we've been having some major fires in California. And although I'm not in a directly affected area, I have been pushing through some severe allergy symptoms because of the air quality and the fires all raging around me and the winds that we've been having. So I apologize for that in the moment. Just wanted to share with you and be transparent where that came from. I'm fighting through some allergy symptoms as I'm imparting and sharing with you today on Motivational Monday. So getting back to where we were on our journey, I want to just reconnect because I know we had that break, and I want to make sure you're still engaged, still connected, so you can get the fullness of the richness that's being shared with you today. I want to thank our global listening audience for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you. It is time to shape up and win as we are in our Shape Up series, and we're talking about genuine swag. We've already touched on this term based on the Urban Dictionary, and we are focused in on this lower term of swagger. And we said that swagger is how one presents him or herself to the world. With this swagger, not only is it how I present myself to the world, but it also is shown through how I handle life situations. We can see one swagger also, it's shown in the person's way of walking. You know, it's often been stated, Denzel Washington, just to recap, summarization, and he's not the only one, but I tell you, nobody walks like Denzel. Come on now, are you feeling me out there, global listening audience? When you see Denzel, that swag, that walk is clear, and that's what we're talking about. But we're talking about genuine swag, genuine swagger. that comes from this base of confidence of knowing that you know that you know that you know. And our acronym, SWAG, the S is shape. Being clear on your shape. Why were you created? Being clear on your vision. Being clear on your goals. Why? Everything comes back to your ability to live out your dream. Life was not designed for you to just exist. And so everything that we bring you here on Motivational Mondays, the hope with that is that you are feeling now more equipped. You've gotten something that you can add to your toolbox that supports you. You're seeing or hearing something in a different way, that you're feeling more empowered to live out your dreams, that your vision becomes more crystallized. It becomes more clear because we understand that I can't do what I can't see. If it's not clear, I can't do it. And oftentimes we're wondering, well, why am I not living my dreams? My vision, my goals are not coming together. A part of that may be that you're not clear. You've lost your swag. You don't know your shape. So you're lost. And you have to be clear on what that looks like. Swag. Swag, your shape, gives you this confidence. And to build and develop that, you have to seek wisdom. And that's where we were, seeking wisdom. Wisdom of experts, individuals. Maybe it's in a book. Maybe it's someone that you can seek expert counsel with. Maybe someone alive or dead through books or information. Google is a source of wisdom. All of the research there to give you insight around a particular subject. There's no reason why in today's age with technology, with all that's readily available to you, that you should not grow in wisdom. Maybe it's going to church. Maybe it's sitting with a counselor. Maybe it's sitting with an expert in a particular area. Whatever that looks like, take the time to find and seek wisdom, swag, shape, S, wisdom, W. A is so key because A, I call it the A's because there's many A's that are significant and important in getting your swagger back and having genuine swag. One of is your attitude. You've heard the term, we've talked about it before, that it's not our altitude, but it is our attitude that will determine how high we will go. What is your attitude? How do you view things? How do you view the life around you? Because it is in that attitude base, whatever you bring to the situation. I tell you, I know of individuals, and wow, they can be so negative. Do you know anyone so negative? You know, they are just the pessimist in any situation. They can always find the negative in any situation. You try to encourage them, and they fight against that. They battle against it because for them, nothing encourages them. So I want you to know that this is so key. Attitude is numeral uno on the hierarchy of swag. Your attitude is that central cord that helps to keep everything bound together because how you view the world around you is so significant. I've shared stories from broadcast to broadcast around this one or that one, and their attitude made the greatest difference. Always evaluate and locate and assess where you are in your thinking, your attitude around your situation, because your attitude will, without question, affect your aspirations. Yes, your attitude will affect your aspirations. Because if you don't believe that you can, guess what? our global listening audience, you won't. And if you're not doing it, guess what? It means that you don't believe that you can. And there needs to be an attitude adjustment for you to operate in genuine swagger, in the confidence of your shape, gaining wisdom around your shape, checking your age, your attitude, your aspirations, because your attitude affects your aspirations, what you will aspire to achieve. And your aspirations will affect the actions that you take, what you will or will not do. Many of us, our attitude stems from stinking thinking. Oh, yeah, you have stinking thinking. You have all of these negatives that have been deposited on the inside of you, and you're wondering, well, why? It's so interesting. I was speaking with a psychologist today. We were having a rich conversation on various subjects, and one of the things that I've learned from my mentors is this 1 to 25 rule, that we receive one positive word to every 25 negative words. So when I was speaking with this psychologist today, I asked her, I said, you know, is this still true today, statistically? She said, oh, yes, absolutely. She said, and that is the problem with many of us today, why there is such negativity in the world around us. We went on to speak about the significance of what we hear, what we see. That's why the music industry is so powerful, because the words that are being spoken, negative or positive, and most of them are negative, create files on the inside of us through the words that are spoken. So interesting, I was speaking to a young person, and they were telling me, Coach Adams, I really love this song. And I was listening to the song, and I didn't want to make any judgment because I wasn't familiar with the song. And I'm listening to the song, they're sharing the song with me, and I'm like, yeah, I feel this beat. It's a good beat. But I said, are you hearing the words? They were like, no, but I just like the beat. And that's what the entertainment industry banks on, is that we're just loving the beat. If they can come up with a good beat, it doesn't matter what the words are. But what is so significant and key, why I'm bringing this up as it relates to our genuine swag and understanding the significance of words as they relate to our attitude and the A in swag, is that each and every one of these words, they're a little seed that is planted on the inside of our hard drive. I did a powerful chapter in a book called The Change, the 14th in this series. Coach Adams is a co-author of the book The Change. And I did a piece on the power of words, the significance of words. And the reality is that words are spoken, negative or positively, and these words become deposits in our emotional bank account. Our emotional bank account, we are either at a deficit or we are at great abundance, one or the other, based on the various words that have been deposited. Each of those words, from the moment we were born to wherever you are in your age today, have the ability to grow and to blossom into a word that supports you with your vision. They're either tears that tear you down or words that give life and build you up. And so there is great significance in the words that have been spoken, that deposit of words, as it relates to what I achieve or what I don't achieve. And so it's important to know that each and every one of us deal with this battle of this 1 to 25 rule. As again, I was able to speak with a psychologist today, and this was confirmed. She said, yes, that is so relevant and so still true. And that's the issue, the challenge. All of these words affect my attitude. All of these words affect my aspirations, your attitude. All of these words affect your actions that you take or not. Because, see, when you understand your shape, swag, and you seek wisdom, and you get a handle on the A's, the attitude, the aspirations, the actions. Another A that I threw in just because it's important to have accountability. Many of us just need to get the right people circled around us. They need to circle those wagons. You know, back in the day, in the Western days, it was all about circling the wagons. So you need to have the right circle around you, the right sphere of influence around you. And that is so key, because the right accountability will support you. That goes back to having great wisdom. You have the right people in your circle. Wow. One can set 1,000 in flight. Two can set 10,000. And we're not just talking about a husband and wife partnership. We're talking about any partnership. It could be the partnership that you're in your business, or having the right support in your vision, having the right support with your goals, whatever that looks like. You get two people rallying together, something dynamic happens. I want to thank you, our Global Listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I know Coach Adams has been on one today, and it's been rich for me. I trust that it has equally been rich for you on this subject of genuine swag. I want you to know that this is the time in our program, and we invite you, our Global Listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, meaning your iPad, your tablet, your desktop, your laptop, on your smartphone, on the internet, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. We invite your interaction. Don't be shy. Would love to know, are you getting anything from today's dialogue, from what we're discussing? Are you taking anything away that is beneficial for you with your vision, with your goals, and living out your dreams? We want to hear from you. Let us know. Don't be shy. As we continue in our acronym for SWAG and this Shape Up series, Shape Up and Win, Genuine Swagger, and Getting Your Swag Back with your vision, your goals, and living out your dreams, quick summary recap as we continue in today's programming, today's broadcast on our Shape Up and Win series. Shape is our S. Understanding your shape. That has to be clear. It has to be clear. So often people are moving around through life and they're blindfolded. Your shape is not clear. It's like moving blindfolded. It's like being Stevie Wonder. It is like being Helen Keller. It is like being Ray Charles. you're blind as it relates to your vision, your goals. Therefore, you can't live your dreams because your shape is not clear. But wow, when you make that connection, you come from a base of confidence. This is not a base of arrogance, but it's a base of confidence, understanding, and being clear on what your vision is. You've taken the blinders off. You've taken the mask off, and you're now clear. You know what the target is. You understand that, and you begin to master the depths of your shape, not someone else's, but your own. Swag, shape. When you are clear on your shape, you then begin to seek expert counsel. You seek wisdom around your shape so that you can now grow in the mastery of your shape, the mastery of now being able to bring whatever that is to the marketplace. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's an invention, a great witty idea. Maybe it's a movie. Maybe it is a song. That's a gift to the world, the words, the lyrics to that. Maybe it's your talent, whatever that looks like. You're now able to move with greater clarity around your shape because your shape is clear. You've gained wisdom from expert counsel associated with your shape. How do I find my shape, Coach Adams, one may be asking. You have to spend some quiet time so that you can hear beyond all of the noise in the atmosphere and the vibrations of all the sounds around you to get clear. You know, it's so interesting because I had someone trying to give me wisdom. And I said, you know what? I appreciate that, but I need to be still and quiet so I can hear. I receive what you're saying. But I need to make sure that that's the direction that I need to move in. Because if we're not clear on our vision, others will allow their vision to connect with your vision because they want to see their vision live. And so understanding your shape is clear is key. Getting wisdom so you can be clear is paramount. The A's, we said, are attitude. Our attitude is a direct result of the words that have been spoken. You can tell if someone is listening to negativity all the time because every word that comes out of their mouth is negative, and they begin to drain the atmosphere. Who do you have that's draining you? Because of them being, as I love to say, negative Nelly, maybe it's negative Ned. I don't want to just pick on the ladies because I know we have men that are listening in as well. So negative Nelly or negative Ned, whatever that may be for you. But that attitude is key, and it's based on the words that have been deposited in your emotional bank account. There is significance and power in the words that have been spoken and those words that we allow to make a deposit. I want to remind you, our global listening audience, that our programming is open, and we do invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. I would love to know, are you getting anything from what we're sharing today around swag? And this genuine swag is what we're looking at more specifically in our Shape Up series. We want to empower you to get your swag back, take your swag to the next level as it relates to your vision, your goals, and living out your dreams. Want to hear from you? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. as we continue in our Shape Up and Win series and Genuine Swag and our acronym for SWAG, SHAPE, W, Wisdom, A is where we left off, and we were looking at all of our A's, the A's. Our attitude is a direct result of the words that have been deposited. Attitude is a direct result of the words that have been deposited. And so when you take a look at those words that have been deposited that now have shaped your emotional bank account, again, we're talking about in SWAG, S is shape, W is wisdom, A is the A's. The A's are powerful because our attitude is based on the words. Our attitude affects our aspirations. Attitude affects our aspirations. Our aspirations affect our actions. And in addition to that, we need to have the right accountability in our circle to support us with all of these various components. But our attitude is a direct result of the words that have been spoken, negative or positive, that take root and now begin to grow in one area or another. Our last in our SWAG acronym, as we prepare to close it out today, is goals. So when I'm clear on my shape, and not only am I clear on my shape, but I seek wisdom around my shape, I make sure that the A's are tight, my attitude, my aspirations, my actions, then that now affects my goals and my achievement of my goals. And so I want you to know that you're not going to get on the journey of your SWAG to the goal, the G, until you deal with your shape, until you seek wisdom, meaning you have to have others to support you in the development of your shape. Because any vision that I have found is always greater than us. We have to partner with others, seek the expert counsel of others so that they can support us on our journey of achieving our dreams, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. So the shape is key because our shape is connected with our vision. And if I can't see my vision, I can't do my vision. Therefore, my SWAG lacks the confidence that it needs because I'm moving around with blinders on and I'm not sure on what it is, so I'm stumbling throughout. I don't have the SWAG. Remember, we said that our SWAG also shows up in the way in which the person walks. Of course, I keep referencing Denzel Washington because I think everybody would agree. Denzel, come on now. He has a dynamic swag. That walk is so distinct. Oh, when you see him, you're like, wow, that man has some swagger. Yes, he does. It could be somebody else, but we all know Denzel, I would assume. You've seen him in a movie or two. He's been on in the entertainment industry for a long time, so that's a name that many can recognize and know, and that's why I use Denzel as an example of one who has the swagger in his walk, because that swag is how a person presents themselves to the world. And so how are you presenting yourself? Do you have that swag that you need associated with your vision, associated with your goals, and living out your dreams? The attitude, getting back to the A's in our acronym of SWAG, shape, vision, the A's. Attitude. My attitude is a result of the words that have been spoken, negative or positive. My attitude will affect my aspirations. Oh, yes, it will. Because if I've had negative deposit in, then the negative is going to come out. I'm not going to feel confident. I'm not going to feel that I can do what I'm aspiring to do. But if I have the right words in, whoa, that's now going to affect what I do, my aspirations, and how I move out and take action is another one of our A's in the A's, action, and move around my vision, move around our G, which is our goals. So all of this connects and reconnects, and it's a process. And when we have all of these areas tight, now I have this genuine swagger. I am now positioned to win. We're talking about shape up and win on today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You have to get your swag back and move based on genuine swagger, not just any kind of swagger. Because as it turns out, as I shared with you at the top of the hour, looking at the Urban Dictionary, I realized that from what the Urban Dictionary says, swag is not so quote-unquote cool anymore because of some of the underground perceptions that have come from this term. And so we wanted to give a different point of view to this term swag that many of us have heard, and having this swagger as it relates to crystallizing your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. Wowzer, wowzer, wow. It is amazing how quickly time flies. I want you to know that if you didn't ask a question or make a statement on today's broadcast, around today's show, but you still have some thoughts or ideas, I want you to be aware that we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. Anyone can join. We welcome your feedback. If you have a show recommendation idea, if you have a guest recommendation idea, you got some good richness from today and you didn't share that live, we want to hear from you. We do have a few moments left in today's program. If you have a comment or a thought around what we're discussing, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. It would be great to hear from you. As we prepare to wind things down on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we don't take you tuning in lightly or for granted. You can be doing a myriad of other things on a Monday, but you have determined that you're joining us for Motivational Mondays to get that weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. So we thank you for tuning in with us on today. On our next installment of Motivational Mondays, I want you to know that we have another powerhouse all-star in-studio guest joining us, Sheree Vigeon. Please forgive me, Sheree Vigeon. And we're going to talk about Before the Goal. She has a goal journal, and it's a powerful tool. And we're going to talk about Before the Goal. Great insight and wisdom will be shared. So join us next week, same time, same bat channel, Inspired Media for you. I wanted to make sure that you knew that as we prepare to wind down our promotion of 2 for $50, that you still have time to get your seat for the next 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams. I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Twice a year in January and July, January 27th, 2018, is our next Win Shop, our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of Power with Coach Adams, where you can shape up and win in a live setting. 4 hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally as a part of Coach Adams' full circle of empowerment to support you to win. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams to secure your seat. Again, 2 for $50 expires December the 15th. 2 for $50. You don't want to miss it. Tune in for our next installment. If you're not already a part of Coach Adams' network, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com, to add yourself to Coach Adams' database. It is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. Wowzer! We trust that you've gotten some great richness from what has been shared on today's program. And we want to thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your faithfulness to join us each week lightly or for granted, but truly we are grateful. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.